It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm Carrie Kaufman. We've been keeping up with WPR reporter Shemaine Mills on flooding in the Baraboo area. But aside from the height of the river and sandbagging efforts, Baraboo is a tourist destination, and the flooding was happening the last holiday weekend of summer. So what is the effect on flooding on tourism? Lisa Marshall is the communications director of the Wisconsin Department of Tourism, and she joins us now. Lisa, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me, Carrie.
Is it too early to tell how tourist industries were affected here?
Well, it is early. We'll get our economic impact reports next spring, and we will look to see if there's been any impact on some of these harder hit counties at that time.
Are you hearing some anecdotal stories, though?
Well, I'm going to say that, you know, the flooding was really, it's not widespread. And we've heard anecdotally areas like Door County, the North Woods, you know, other areas of the state have been business as usual. However, there have been some really hard hit counties, Vernon, Sauk, Richland, Crawford. We're really thinking about these folks. And I know we have staff members that are calling them on a consistent basis to see how they're doing.
What has been affected most? Has it been the tourist destinations themselves or travel to them?
A little bit, you know, both. I would say really statewide it was getting to your destination. A lot of roads were out. You know, you had I-90-94 was out for a while, and that certainly impacts people getting to their destination. But in these harder hit areas, what we're seeing was damage to outdoor recreation areas. I think that's probably been the biggest thing. You know, we have Wildcat Mountain State Park closed, and the rivers are high, which means it's not safe to kayak or paddle. Probably affects some fishing as well. So it's really been more like outdoor recreation in this localized area.
Interesting. And should we be worried about the lost revenue when you see these reports come spring?
Well, you know, I will say this. This is not the first year we've had severe weather, flooding in Wisconsin. And it's, you know, the tourism industry, you know, it's a resilient one. And, you know, businesses plan for, you know, there's going to be downtimes. Mother Nature is not something they can control.
That's true.
But the economy and Mother Nature, those are probably the two biggest things that are going to impact tourism. So, you know, individual businesses, this could, you know, they could be very hard hit. If you had a paddling outfitter, you know, on the Baraboo River, you're going to lose some lost revenue. Hopefully you make that up once you get back going again the following year, because there's going to be ups and downs, and I think that's just part of having a small business.
Remind us how valuable tourism is in Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's a $20.6 billion industry, and, you know, tourism is in all 72 counties, and it supports 195,000 jobs in the state. So it's big. You know, we have amazing natural resources and great attractions, and we're lucky. We have, Chicago to the south. You got Minneapolis to our northwest. And so those destinations are huge cities that are bringing in travelers. Basically, we're importing dollars from those from outside of the state.
And is there anything the state can do to help the tourism destinations that have been hit by these water surges?
Yeah. Well, you know, like I said, we have a field rep that's checking in with them to see how we can support them. I know the DNR, I've talked to our colleagues over there, and they're working hard to get some of these bike trails and state parks cleaned up and open for business. And they're usually, it's pretty fast. But what we'll do is, as things start to get, you know, when they're ready, we'll really go out of our way to get the word out that they're open for business. You know, we'll be promoting them, you know, making sure we raise their profile so that people know. Because, you know, right now in people's mind, it's all in your – they think, oh, that area, I should stay away. Well, once we know everything's good to go, we're going to really shine the light on them.
So let's say this weekend I want to go biking, and I want to go biking somewhere, you know, near Baraboo or somewhere that was hit. Is there a website I can go to? Should I call somebody? How do I find out?
Well, first of all, I would check if you're looking at, you know, just where I should go this weekend, we would recommend travelwisconsin.com. If you're looking at a state bike trail, definitely check the DNR, the Wisconsin DNR website, because they have the closures listed. You know, right now, I think it's the 400 State Trail, the Elroy, Sparta, Military Ridge, and Dane counties have some places that are out. And if you're driving anywhere, because I do believe there are still some road closures in this western part of the state, to check the 511wi.gov, and they have road closures listed right on their homepage.
So one of the things that I was looking at your website is fall colors.
Yeah.
Because it is starting to be fall. My family is very excited. We've been living in the desert for the last 5 years, so we finally get to see fall again. Where are the best places to go, and when do we expect the colors to be at their height?
Well, actually, from what I'm talking with some folks at the DNR last week, they already said that colors are changing in the far northern part of the state. So just starting to turn. And what we'll see is it's sort of a gradual progression starting in northern Wisconsin and working its way south. So expect, I'm trying to get the second weekend of, or oh my gosh, third weekend of September. You know, it'll probably start peaking up there in the next 2 weeks, and then we'll see it peak down here in southern Wisconsin right before Halloween, typically. And by Halloween, by November 1st, we're pretty much done with fall color here.
Okay, that is good to know. And the flooding has not affected this in any way, shape, or form?
No, the heavy rains does not impact the fall color. Now, however, the scientists at the DNR Forestry Division mentioned that, you know, if a tree has been flooded, it's been damaged, that could possibly impact the tree, or it could develop some kind of fungal disease from being underwater for so long. But other than that, heavy rain are not a good thing. In fact, you want the trees to you don't want them to be dry.
That is true. What if I'm going hiking, though, and I see a damaged tree because of flooding? Maybe it's uprooted. I'm just kind of guessing here. What do I do?
Well, if you're in a state park, I would tell you the state parks would probably tell you to stay on the trail. That's definitely a big important factor, because you don't want to get off the trail and disrupt the natural resources. But I would let a superintendent know if it looks like it's dangerous or, causing a problem.
And if it looks like it may have a fungal disease from the water, also let somebody at the park know.
Right. I would probably not climb over it or touch it. I mean, that would be me personally.
What is your
on that?
And I know that you're representing the entire state, but tell me your favorite places to go to see fall colors.
Oh, goodness. Let me think about that. I would say the Kettle Moraine State Park. Because it's close. I'm down here in Dane County. I like that. Also, up north woods. The Kettle Moraine State has a scenic drive, and it's through Waukesha County and that area and Washington County. Beautiful, the state forest. But also north, obviously, one of my favorite drives is Hayden. It's Hayward to Glidden, and I believe that's State Route 70. Beautiful, goes through the Shawamagon-Nicolet National Forest. Mm-hmm. Got elk on that. They have elk warning, elk sightings on that route as well. And the state also has a couple of state scenic byways. You have the Door County Scenic Byway, the Lower Wisconsin River Scenic Byway, the Lake Superior Scenic Byway. So these all have been designated routes by the Department of Transportation for their, their beauty.
Great. We have been talking to Lisa Marshall. She's the communications director of the Wisconsin Department of Tourism. She was giving us a flood update, and she was also talking about what I need to know to see fall colors. I've been writing down everything you just said. I'm going to be talking with my family about this. Thank you for joining us, Lisa.
Thank you for having me, Carrie.
It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network.